Welcome to Inside Analog Photo. I'm your host, Scott Shepard, and the Inside Analog Photography radio program is brought to you by Fujifilm. They have beautiful black and white, neg, chrome, instant, pack, a lot of great stuff going on with Fuji. Definitely got to check them out over at www.fujifilmusa.com/professional, making life more colorful. Our friends at Richard Photo Lab, the place to send all of your processing needs. These guys will do color, black and white, chrome, beautiful stuff, a Fuji lab, excellent chemical. The chemistry is unbelievable. The consistency is right on the money. Beautiful Fuji prints with great Fuji archive paper. Killer scans used by many, many pros throughout the industry in many sectors. Great stuff coming out of Richard Photo Lab in Hollywood, California. Check them out, richardphotolab.com. Our friends over at DR5, the place where you can send your black and white film. And when it comes back, guess what you have? Chrome. That's it. Black and white chrome. Unbelievable stuff. You definitely got to check it out. Very much so worthwhile to send them a roll of black and white and wait till you see what comes back. I can talk about it. You can look at it on the computer. But until you have a piece of black and white chrome on your light table and you look at this, it will blow your mind. This is way cool. Check them out over at www.dr5.com. And of course, our buddies over at Upstrap, upstrap-pro.com for the camera strap that will not let the camera slide off your shoulder. Definitely check out Al's great product and our media partners at the Analog Photography User Group over at www.apug.org, the place on the web to talk about all things traditional photographic process. We got a great show lined up for about today. We have with us David Wood. David is a proprietor over at DR5. We're going to talk to David, how he got involved in photography, how he went from being a professional shooter in New York City to developing this DR5 process to make this beautiful black and white chromes. And you will not believe what it looks like to put a piece of black and white chrome on a light table. It'll blow your mind. This is such a cool process, and it's amazing all of the things that DR5 offers to traditional photographic process photographers. It's just cool stuff. David, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining us here on Inside Analog Photo. This is great stuff that you've been up to with DR5. Some beautiful photographies. What we want to do today, David, is talk about yourself to start up with as a photographer, and then we want to get into DR5, what you've been up to. There's a lot of great work that you're doing and a lot of things that we're going to touch on today that I think is going to be a really fun conversation. So, David, tell me to start with here. Tell me about David Wood, how you got into photography, and what brought you together to actually move to New York City and start shooting and then everything else you started to do. So tell me about David here.
Well, I suppose that I was born into it. Photography's always been in my blood. My father was a photographer his whole career. I didn't get along too well with my father, so I kind of went on my own and did my own thing, went my own route, fluttered around a little bit in my younger years, decided in my mid-20s that I wanted to do photography, so I went first to junior college, and I went to regular college, two-year degree in photography, started shooting actors first, and then I started shooting models, and then I moved to New York City. That's where my fashion career started. That started around in 1985, did that till 1998. That was the scope of my fashion shooting career in New York City. The processing started in the middle of that shooting career when I was so sick and tired of labs messing up my black and white. I was in love with black and white. I wanted to shoot black and white. This was all before digital. The magazines, they wanted transparencies, so said to myself, well, why wasn't there a way to shoot black and white transparency so I didn't have to deal with this bouncing black and white contact over and over again, bouncing prints over and over again? So I started experimenting at first, had limited chemistry knowledge when I started experimenting. I can explain to you how that all came about. I just invented it, the process. I did it for myself for a number of years, and I stopped shooting to do this reversal black and white process, and that's basically how I ended up where I'm at now.
So in 98, this is basically you got to the point where it's, okay, I have enough business going, I have enough deal with the processing with DR5, that I'm going to ditch shooting and just spend all my time with chemistry, development, reversal process, continuing development, and so forth.
Well, how it came about was I was in a lab, and I was editing a shoot at a lab that had a FedEx box right there. The lab where I was processing some E6, and I had some black and whites, and I had it all spread out on a light box, and I was editing the images out to send to the client through FedEx. And I had all the images spread out on the box, and the lab manager was looking over my shoulder, and he was looking at the black and whites, and he said, "What is that?" I said, "That's just something I do for myself." And he said, "Do you mind if I look at that?" And he looks at it through a loop and said, "You should do that for everyone else." One thing led to another, and that's how I ended up doing that. So I stopped shooting. I started processing through that lab in the beginning, and then I ended up taking clients separately. I worked through two locations. I worked through Los Angeles, and I worked through New York City, and I ended up opening the independent lab through New York City, and then that's where the DR5 lab started, was in New York City. I moved out of there shortly after 9/11.
Very interesting. So, David, let's talk about this DR5 process. I know that magazines wanted chromes. Nobody had a reversal slide film. AGFA had some at some point. But for some reason, nobody had done this reversal process on a commercial basis. You figured this stuff out. Why do you think that it never came around that anybody wanted to do this reversal process to actually take black and white neg and turn it into a chrome process or even offer a black and white slide, per se?
Well, they did, actually. AGFA made the Scala film, came out with it in 96. They came out with the film and the process in 96. I had invented DR5 in 91. I never offered it to anyone else but for myself and my own work. And I never showed it to anyone but my clients and the magazines that I worked for. So my chemical knowledge came about was around 1990. I started experimenting, wanting to do this, wanting to present black and white transparencies for my clients. As I mentioned, I was tired of having to deal with labs messing up my black and white, and I just wanted something that was simple, quick, shoot it the way I wanted it, deliver it just like E6. Back then, I had basic photochemistry knowledge, but I wasn't like Ron Mallory. I didn't have that kind of chemical knowledge. I'm not a trained chemist. I wasn't then. I remember my loft in New York City. I was doing some experiments. This is my loft in Tribeca, and I mixed something wrong together, and I smoked out my building. And the fire department came, and they evacuated the entire building. And I was so embarrassed, thought that I was going to get evicted. Shortly after that, quickly enrolled myself in night classes for chemistry. And any class that would take me through the college system in New York City. I did that for about a year and a half, and I got a certificate in chemistry. And fortunately, the instructors that I got, they let me concentrate on photochemistry. And I did a lot of self-study on top of it. And eventually I learned a lot of basic chemistry, more advanced chemistry, and through self-teaching and through classes. And I invented the DR5 process. I have quite an extensive knowledge now of how photochemistry works and how the chemistry works with film. When I came up with this process, I call it the Charles Goodyear scenario. There were so many variables with reversal black and white processing. There's 100 different recipes. There's just so many different ways to do it and to go about it that to get the right combinations and the right recipe and the right procedure for all the films, it's almost impossible to get it for everything. I experimented for about a year. I just hit it right on the money. I can reverse this process, reverse processes over almost all the film types except for two perfectly.
Wow, only two? Yeah,
only two. The Fuji Acros films and the Forte films are the only films that don't reverse. The Acros film has a layer in it that doesn't lend itself to be reversed, but every other film will lend itself to be reversed.
So why don't we talk about this reversal deal? So you've come up with a chemical process to take a typical black and white negative, basically any stock known to man, except these Fuji variants because they have a specific fourth layer component in their black and white. Otherwise, you can take everything from a negative and turn it into a positive right on the actual film stock itself chemically.
Right. This process is so unique that it's 4 to 5 times enhancing the negative counterpart. In other words, the process, it's enhancing in the grain, it's enhancing in the reciprocity failure, it's enhancing in the tonal range, every gamut across the board, it's enhancing. It's amazing the way that the process handles the films. The process is chemical, it's the recipe and procedure that does it. It's not just the recipe and it's not just the procedure, it's both together. Everyone knows that Charles Goodyear, when he came up with the vulcanized rubber, that he basically destroyed his lab, that he invented it by total accident. He blew up his lab and he invented vulcanized rubber by accident.
Almost to the point to where you blew up your apartment.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing when I did that, but when I came up with this combination of recipe and procedure, I could have gone on for years. As anyone that works Kodak, you know, in the R&D department, they go for years and years and years and experiment at one after the other and try to find out the right combinations, developer and film type and emulsion, to try to get the best combinations of things. It took me less than a year to hit this right on the button. I could have been messing with this for years and years.
This is quite interesting that you can do this and you can actually turn a negative film into a positive, into a chrome. What attributes, David, do I gain by having DR5 process done to my black and white film? Am I going to pick up any positive attribute besides it being a chrome? Am I going to gain latitude? Am I going to lose grain? What am I going to gain? Nobody's going to say anything negative about a chrome because everybody loves to look at their photos on a light table. There's nothing better than looking at a piece of chrome. And black and white chrome is very unique. Let's talk about what the positive process is, the positive attributes of a DR5 process on my black and white film. Besides, is there anything besides being a chrome that's beautiful in its own right?
Well, you would have to have the need for a positive. That's the first and foremost. Then in today's world, most people go straight to scan anyway. A lot of people are dropping their wet dark rooms and they're scanning their images if they're shooting film. And a lot of people that I process film for, that's what they're doing. They're scanning their film. Transparencies, some people will disagree. Most people will agree that transparencies are a whole lot easier to scan than negatives. If you're going to go into the darkroom and make a fiber-based print, you probably don't need a transparency. You need a negative to do that, to make fiber-based print.
Think of the Cibachrome you could make from a black and white chrome.
Oh, yeah. I have two labs that I refer clients to in Los Angeles that do just spectacular Cibachromes from the transparencies that I process. It's just stunning work.
I think we're going to see a resurgence in film. What have you seen with DR5 process and what you're doing, David? Have you seen any kind of upswing in business? Does it seem to be getting a little more busy, or is it flat, or what's going on with your guys' deal in regards to what's happening now with digital imaging, but then what you're offering as an extremely unique process?
Well, I have been up this year. What I do is highly specialized. I'm more a user-oriented service. What this process offers is extreme interaction with the user. The shooter has extreme control over this process. All I do is keep control of the thing. I'm more or less, it's more a gift to photography, what I'm doing. There's no way I'm going to get rich doing this. Not possible.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, how are you going to get rich doing this? And I'm sure that your colleagues within the film processing and the professional sector of photography that deals with what you're doing must have just said to you, man, you are just whacked.
They think I'm crazy. I had a custom designed machine that's 18 tanks long. Had it designed in Italy by Technolab. Cost me as much as a house.
18 tanks?
Yeah.
And we're talking, what, 6 or 7 tanks for an E6 line?
Yeah. Yeah, this machine is 24 feet long.
And this is a dip-a-dunk tank, but it's 18 chemical processes to go through this.
With the wash tank, yeah, it's a very long machine.
How hard is it to keep the chemistry up on the machine to keep it balanced? Is it pretty stable? Do you have to run the thing every day? Can you run it once a week? I mean, tell me about how all this works. I mean, you must have spent, what, a couple hundred grand on this machine?
Yes, I did. I used to run film as it come in, and I did that in the beginning, and I don't do that anymore because the learning curve over a period of 10 years, I've learned a few things. When I got the processor, I used to do this in a handline sink, believe it or not. And it got to a point to where...
Boy, your wrist must hurt.
Yeah. By the time I got out of the darkroom every day, my hands were prunes. Processing 40 rolls a day in a handline sink.
Well, I guess you could run it through a Jobo, but that's still a lot of stuff to do.
The first thing that I did when I first started doing the DR5 process was an enterprise processor. And then I moved to a handline sink because I had more control with the handline sink. And then got to a point to where I could not do more than 30, 40 rolls a day in the handline sink. And then I had contacted the company Technolab in Italy, and they made the processor to my specifications, basically an automated handline, the machine.
So it's a dip and dunk. It's got 18 tanks, but it doesn't have some big computer to run it. Do you have to manually hit, okay, click button, go to next stage, click button, go to next stage?
Oh,
or do
no,
they build
no, no,
you some
it,
kind of process that extended it into the 18 progressions?
It's computerized, but I control the computer. That's the beauty of it. It says computerized that I control. It alleviates a lot of manual labor for me. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do any kind of volume. The volume I used to run, in the first couple of years, I used to run film as it come in. When 9/11 happened, changed everything. The whole industry turned upside down, and everyone, of course, got caught with their pants down. The Kodak, Ilford, Agfa went out of business. lot of labs closed, 600 labs closed every year after that. I had to move out of New York City because the photo industry collapsed in New York City after that.
Well, you're better off where you're at anyway, I'm sure.
When I finally figured out that I didn't need a walk-in business, that's when we moved, because it's cheaper to be here. That's why we're here.
Now, when did you get your processing machine? When did you have this thing built?
The machine was delivered and set up in 2001. Officially opened the lab doors in New York City as a walk-in lab 4 weeks before 9/11.
What terrible timing for you.
Yeah, very bad timing. 8 months later, we had to move out of New York City. I moved the lab to Los Angeles for a short time, about a year, and that didn't work so well. I don't know why I did that. Of course, the real estate thing happened in Los Angeles, and that's when I decided that I had to find a city that I could afford to be in, where I could afford to buy the real estate, and that's when we moved to Denver.
Denver's a nice town. It gets cold, though.
Yeah, it's actually snowing right now.
Well, at least you'll have a nice, happy, snowy holiday. How cool is that?
Last Tuesday, it was 75 degrees.
Wow. Well, that's okay, though. I'm used to cold anyway from being in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a little colder in Denver, but still, nice place to live. How is the photographic community in the Denver area? I know that Fort Collins has a lot of stuff going on. How's it for walk-in? Do you do any walk-in at all?
I don't have much of a walk-in. My client base is worldwide. I have worldwide client base. I get film from all over the world. I get film from China. I get film from all over Europe. I get film from Australia. I get film from just about everywhere. And that's the reason why we moved here, so we could just exclusively be shipping-based lab.
Really, with the way that you have FedEx and all these other services now, it really doesn't matter where you're at.
Exactly, and that's why we moved here.
One thing I want to get back to is the unsurpassed image quality of this reversal process. What am I going to get here from this reversal process? Do I pick up any stops of latitude? Are you seeing 10, 12 stops in black and white reversal? Give me some information on why people should send their black and white film to you to have it turned into reversal.
This process is, for one, anyone can reverse process black and white emulsion. It's very well published over the last 100 years. Actually, some of the first emulsions were reversal black and white. What this process is different from anything else. The chemical makeup of the process, the procedure of the process, the way the results come out is different from anything else that I've seen anyway. I mean, even though that I'm the creator of it, I can stand back and look at the chromes on the light box, and it goes for anyone else that looks at it. You just look at the chrome and you go, wow, everything is enhanced from the negative counterpart or from anything else. The grain is enhanced 4 to 5 times improved. In some films, like TXP, can have an 11-stop range. You have full control over dynamic range, so you can shoot, pick a Delta 100. You can change the shooting ISO. You can shoot it at 25 and squeeze the dynamic range to get all the information of the scene in so you can scan it easy. Or you can shoot it at 160 ISO and spread it way out if you want to visually make it dynamic. And you can do that with any of the film. The shooter is in complete control of this process, and all the films do this. You can do this with all the film types. Each film responds differently to the process.
Let's say I want to shoot reversal chrome, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, without being biased anyway for any manufacturer, what would you say that with the DR5 process is going to give me the most latitude, the highest dynamic range, the least amount of grain, and the most neutral image? What would you say the best black and white stock to use on a DR5 process?
Okay, first I would ask what it is that, if someone were calling me and asking my advice on what film should I use, first I would ask, what is it that you wanted to use? And I offer this, by the way, when someone calls me, I'll spend an hour with someone on the phone. I don't care who it is, if it's a total beginner or if it's seasoned professional. Because I know both sides of the coin. I was a shooter for 17 years, and I know the processing side, so I know both sides. So I would ask, what do you like to see? Do you need speed? Do you need sharpness?
I guess there's the question, is everybody wants speed with no grain. I would love to have an ISO 3200 film with no grain.
No. Well, then I would say if you need a fast film, the fastest film that you'll ever see with the best grain would be HP5. In this process, you'll never see a faster film with a better grain than HP5 in this process.
Now, with your process, what would I shoot said HP5 at?
You can shoot HP5 at 1,000 or 1,600 ISO without image quality loss.
Wow. 1600 with HP5 and some fast glass 1.2-1.4. Cool street photography.
You go grab your 4x5 or your 2.25 camera, you go shoot some HP5 at 1,000 or 1,600, you send it and I'll prove it to you.
So I can send you my film, you guys can go through and process it. You can put it in strips, you can probably put it in holders for slide. Do you offer a scan service? What can I get from DR5 in regards to an end-to-end solution if I want to send my film in and say, David, just take care of it for me. This is what I need. Do you guys offer everything?
We'll process the film. We can roll scan it. The medium format, we can proof sheet scan it. We can sleeve it or we can mount it. We can't print it, though. We're not a printing lab. We're just a film processing lab.
You can do a roll scan. So how much resolution can you give me on a roll scan? Let's just pick someone that's going to use some kind of volume. Let's say I'm a wedding and a portrait person, and I'm going to go shoot 10 rolls of black and white at a wedding besides my other 30 rolls of color neg. Can you guys do me a roll scan where I can actually have some higher res scans back that I can use for having some proofs printed or whichever?
I can go 2,000 by 3,000 on a roll scan on a 35 millimeter.
Right. So great there. So what would it cost me, let's say as an example of processing and a roll scan for doing 35 millimeter, let's just use 35 as an example. What does it typically run to do a 35 millimeter run? And I'm sure this is probably contingent upon volume and so forth and so on, but give me an idea of having my black and white done at DR5 processing.
35 millimeter or 120 is $1,475 a roll I charge. The roll scans are $17 a roll for the large.
So really not terribly more than I would have if I sent my black and white out to a lab to have it done anyway, but I'm going to get the additional benefits of the DR5 process, of the unsurpassed image quality, the latitude, the grain, and just the total look, and I'm going to have a piece of chrome that you cannot beat, a piece of chrome no matter what. This is really cool. Definitely a cool process. I think people should send you black and white just to play with it, just to look at it, just when they actually start looking at it. It's hard to talk about this stuff. You can look at it on the website, but you can't really tell until you take a piece of this film and throw it on a light table.
In the beginning, I was mainly dealt with commercial photographers, fashion photographers, commercial photographers, stock shooters, not a lot of wedding photographers. Now the whole thing shifted. Now I'm seeing, because the commercial side and the stock side and the wedding side have all gone digital, the clients that I'm seeing now are the advanced amateur side, artistic side, the film diehard side, especially the artistic side, the platinum palladium printers. They can shoot the original transparency, put the transparency in their enlarger, and make their enlarged negatives for the contact printing directly from the original, instead of processing their negative and making a pseudo-reversal and then losing a generation.
Right, and I think that's a big thing. Like you said, people that are into artistic photography, alternate process, you're going to do better off starting with a piece of chrome, a transparency, because like you said, I can throw that right into an enlarger, and it's ready to rock and roll to make a neg, so I can, of course, print alternate process and throw it in my UV box.
Another thing that we're really seriously looking into for the future is image archiving. Because this reversal process lends itself to making interpositive without image quality loss. None. No image quality loss at all from an optical copy. So we can put an old glass or nitrate negative on a light box and shoot that original on another piece of film and run it in the positive process, and it comes off as a negative copy. An interpositive is a copy negative, and it's literally identical to the original. The nitrates and the glass originals, you can't scan those very easily because you can't manhandle those things. They're very delicate. That's a new thing that we're delving into.
So, David, besides this great interpositive work that you're doing to be able to create lossless optical negative copies of old images and so forth and so on, I know that you have a service where you can actually write a digital image to film so people can have, A, they could take a digital image and make a silver print from it, but B, that I think is a really cool process when you pick out your most choice images and you really want to make sure that you save these for, that you can save this stuff here, David, through the lasting time of evolution of computers, because, you know, I don't know now that a digital file today is going to be readable in 10 years from now, maybe not even five. So consequently, if I have a really choice, my best digital images picked out, I can send these to you and you can actually write these to film.
Absolutely. The machine that we use called a film recorder, the key to this is that if you want a real black and white image, we can take that digital file, we can burn it onto real black and white film through the film recorder, run it through DR5, you'll have black and white transparency. We could also make it a black and white negative. We can make it a black and white interpositive if you have larger files, larger digital files from like a digital back, we can burn LVTs, which is a very high-end film recorder. We can make very high-quality negatives or interpositives or original transparencies from those files through the reversal process. It's very versatile.
With the LVT recorder, let's say if I gave you an image file from a new 1DS Mark III or even the D3X, the new Nikon, 25 megapixel plus or minus digital image, and you convert this using the LVT to a negative, I could actually make alternate process prints directly from said negative that you can make from your guys' lab.
Absolutely.
Directly from the digital file, and you can burn that to an 8x10 piece of material, and now I could have multiple sheets made if I wanted to do contact printing.
Absolutely.
So this is, I think, a great way that if you do have images that were captured digital that are that good and you want to bring them back into a true photographic process, you guys can take care of this work for them. So I think you're offering, and I guess the point is here that DR5 is offering so many great services that you typically won't see at other labs. I mean, yes, there's some great labs out there, but with your unique process and what you're doing with the black and white positives to turn things into chrome, this is great work. David, do you offer any other type of processing? So if I want to send you an example of some ADOX black and white film with Special Developer, can you hand develop stuff? Do you do custom work? Will you run E6? Do you do anything else besides the DR5 process?
Of course, reversal black and white, the DR5 process is our main service. We have a very high-end negative service as well. Our negative service, we provide processing the same amount of black and white films, including all the films. I'm talking all the Rolly macro films, all the Etke films, the same films that we run as reversal in any developer you want. We have set developers that we use for those films. We test all the films that we think the films run best in, but we can run the films in any developer you choose. And we offer that. It's not difficult for us to do our setup that way. We have a very high-end E6 line. We charge a little more for our E6 than a high-volume lab does. What we do with our E6 is that we don't put film in our machine unless the line is spot on. It's very precise, very exact. We don't put film in the machine unless it's exactly where it should be. We don't do C41. That's the only film we don't run.
Well, that's okay, though. I mean, if you can do E6, you can do any black and white by hand in a sync process. And then, of course, you have the DR5 process. You have it pretty well covered there.
The key thing with the film recording is that we have all the films profiled. We don't just do the film recording on one film type. We can make negs on any film that's available. If you want your neg from anything that you work on in Photoshop or however you produce it, if you want it on FP4, if you want it on Tri-X, if you want it on Delta 100, we have all those films profiled.
Yeah, this is just too cool. And I think that people are running to try this stuff. I mean, you're really missing out with the traditional photographic process. And I think to be able to have stuff done to LVT output, to have all these other services that you guys offer is pretty unique. And like I said, it's not a deal breaker with the price, because like you said, the stuff's pretty cool. I mean, look at the E6 processing. It's $950 a roll, and I think you guys have a little bit of a winter program going on now. But either way, when people listen to this interview, any type of 35 or 120, $950 is very economical. You guys can mount the stuff in plastic, whatever. You do everything, 8x10 chrome, E6, black and white. And I think people really need to go shoot a roll black and white and send you a roll. Spend the $15 and scope it out. And when you get the stuff back, it's going to blow you away.
What we provide is something that I would want in a lab. If I were still shooting, this is what I would want in a lab. And that's basically what we provide.
Right. You will do some gallery fiber prints by appointment special stuff, correct?
Not something we offer readily, but we have that capability, yes.
And the bottom line is, if you have the dough, David will fix it and it'll look beautiful. So, I mean, that's the key point here is you guys got to pay your bills, and you can offer this type of stuff that a lot of people anymore can afford the process, but they don't have the space to do it in their home, in their office, in the studio. You can still do these things for your clients, for your own artwork, and you don't have to worry about having your own lab or your Jobo set up. Really, just send the stuff off and have it handled. And I think it's great to see that you're offering black and white negative developing with basically the developer of your choice and however you want it done, and just forget about it. Just send it off. It's great. David, tell me, I know you've had some supporters through the years, and I think that Freestyle was one of your original supporters. Tell me some of the people that actually helped support this process, to evangelize this process, because I think a lot of people don't even know about DR5.
Well, actually, Freestyle was one of the first big supporters, honored to be up on their website. I'm really glad that I have their support. They're supportive of people that support analog photography, and I'm proud to be associated with them. I did have some support from Kodak in the very beginning before they veered away from film. And that was a fellow by the name of Ed Warner, who is no longer with Kodak. And when he left Kodak, I stopped getting that kind of support that I got from Kodak. I've always had support from Casey at Fuji. They don't have a huge line of black and white films. Casey's always been one for spreading the word about DR5.
Great to see these people support you, and I think more people should, like I said, really just look at the process. And it's great to see other people within the industry look at this, and actually it would help them sell more films. So it would be really cool to see the people from Ilford and Kodak, and of course, anybody else step up and just show support, because all this does is extend traditional photographic process. It's another option that people can do that they don't even know about. And I think that these guys would sell more film if they knew about what you were doing. So, David, this is great stuff. I think we need to talk about now is people need to go look at your website. They need to go shoot some film and send it to you. And I think really, let's talk about the website now. You have a lot of resources. You have film reviews. You have examples of almost every film stock that's been made or is being currently made on what it looks like in the DR5 process and what's going on. And people can actually look at this and choose it. They have recommendations. And I even think more so is they can actually call you and get this information firsthand, and you can help them. They can say, okay, well, I'm shooting with a Blad with this and this, and this is what I'm going to shoot. And you can tell them, well, I recommend this film, and I recommend that you shoot it at this ISO. So tell me about your website to start with here.
It's either hit or miss with the website. We get a lot of compliments on the website. We get some complaints with the website. Some people think it's too confusing. Some people think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I like to make sure that all the information is there. Anything and everything that anyone could ever ask or any information that anyone ever would need, I like to make sure that everyone's completely, totally informed at every step. The essence of the website itself is just information overkill.
The more information, the better, and there is some beautiful stuff there on the website to look at. There's a lot of great stuff, so I really think that they need to go over what's the best address to get to your website.
The main entrance is dr5.com. Each section has a different domain name. The black and white slide has a different domain name, and each link is there to the left part side of the guide.
There's great stuff there, and it has your pricing, and it has all the other stuff you guys offer, the scanning. That's a beautiful process. Can't go wrong with what you guys are doing, and it's cool to see that you're helping to support the traditional photographic process. You keep coming up with new and innovative ways. I know you're always changing your chemical stuff, your formulas. You guys are always working on making stuff better. And I think it's just beautiful, beautiful work that you've created here, David. And to be able to help the whole photographic community out to supply and to have a true black and white chrome, a black and white transparency that when people see this stuff and you really need to see it, you need to put the stuff on your own light table and look at it with your own loop. That's all it takes. And it's hard to explain this on the website. It's hard to explain on an audio. We could show you video. It's not the same as until your own eye sees it. It's just you need to go shoot film, send it to DR5, and have it developed. And this is how you're really going to see on how this traditional photographic process is just an amazing, amazing piece of technology. This is great work you're doing, David.
I appreciate it. We're doing our best to keep the analog world going.
Everything we can help you to send people your way, we're going to. This is, like I said, great stuff. And I do appreciate you taking time out of your day, David, to talk about DR5. And what you're doing, and we definitely look forward to having you back to talk about more detailed topics. We can go into more stuff. We could talk for this about hours about black and white, developing chemicals, processing, and so forth. But I think this is great today to get an overview of what David Wood's doing with DR5.com and all this great stuff. And I really appreciate it, David.
I'm more appreciative. It's an honor that you had me on.
Thank you so much, buddy.
All right.
Well, there you go. David Wood. Isn't that great stuff? I mean, it's just amazing on what he's been able to accomplish to be able to take black and white negative film and turn this into chrome. You will not believe the quality of this stuff. You know what it looks like to look at your chrome on a regular light table? You ought to see black and white, the densities, the dynamic range, the latitude. It's just unbelievable stuff. And it's just great to have David helping out the traditional photographic process photographer. And we're glad to be involved with David and his process and all this great stuff just to extend true film photography. This is another option. This is just beautiful stuff. Definitely check out his website, dr5.com. I've been your host, Scott Shepard, and we'd like to thank Fujifilm at fujifilmusa.com/professional, Richard Photo Lab at richardphotolab.com, DR5 over at dr5.com, and our friends over at Upstrap, upstrap-pro.com, and our media partners at the Analog Photography User Group over at www.apug.org. We'll be back next week with more great analog photography.